Photographer Lloyd Wolfe has lived much of his life near Columbia Pike, a road that's linked Northern Virginia to Washington, D.C. since 1810. For the last 75 years, he says, it's been a magnet for immigrants.
There's something like 108 languages in the high schools here. And the thing that I think is interesting is that they're not in ethnic enclaves. Everybody's kind of mixed up. There's some apartment buildings you go in, and it's like the United Nations. You know, the experiences of diversity is something we see as an asset, not as an issue.
Ethnic festivals offer a constant feast for the eyes, so Wolfe and his colleague Paula Endo got a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities to document 5 miles of Columbia Pike in photographs. As a Japanese-American, Endo and her family were sent to an internment camp during the Second World War, and Wolfe's dad escaped from Nazi Germany. Both are concerned about the hate speech they're hearing in America this year. By contrast, they celebrate what they've seen along Columbia Pike in their new book, Living Diversity. I'm Sandy Houseman.
There's something like 108 languages in the high schools here. And the thing that I think is interesting is that they're not in ethnic enclaves. Everybody's kind of mixed up. There's some apartment buildings you go in, and it's like the United Nations. You know, the experiences of diversity is something we see as an asset, not as an issue.